This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. This week on AMI at the Movies on AMI TV, we're getting into the ring with The Hurricane. Directed by Canadian director Norman Jewelson, Denzel Washington plays Reuben Hurricane Carter, a boxer who was wrongly imprisoned for murder. Tune into AMI at the Movies Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern on AMI TV, hosted by Ramya and this guy over here, yours truly.
Also on AMI TV, Kels, is AMI This Week, which airs on Mondays at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And every week we like to chat a little bit about AMI TV content, AMI This Week being one of them that's newly returned. It's back, and Grant Hardy is here, also returning, to give us a little bit of a preview on a feature with Mandy Harvey, who's a motivational speaker as well as a renowned singer. So, Grant, this is really exciting. We know you had a fun time interviewing Mandy. Give us a bit of background on her and how you ran into the story to begin with, because this is a good get.
Oh, absolutely. Mandy actually reached out to us through her publicist. So she actually found us, which is really cool. She is a deaf singer. She lost most of her hearing as a young adult, and didn't let it stop her from becoming quite a talented musician. She has some discography that has been released over the years. It is really awesome. I would recommend checking it out on your favorite streaming service. And a few years back, I believe in 2017, she auditioned for America's Got Talent. And not only did the audition, which is pretty courageous in itself, but actually did it with a really amazing original song, which inspired Simon Cowell. You know, he can be a tough judge, to hit his golden buzzer, which put her right into the quarterfinals of the America's Got Talent competition.
That's amazing. That really is. And
great
boy,
track too.
Well, yeah, exactly. Grant, I mean, how does her background and story, when you look at it, impact you? I mean, we can tell, obviously, good get. We can say that. We know that. We can look at the credentials. But you personally?
How does it impact me? Well, you know, I think what I really love about her is just how down to earth she is. You know, she doesn't act like a celebrity. She, you know, acts just like you and me. She's a really kind, earnest person. And, you know, we know it's sort of cliche, the idea about, I suppose, you know, rising above one's challenges or one's disability. But I do think that just at the end of the day, she's a highly accomplished young woman who has obviously had some challenges in her life that she's overcome. She was actually inspired by Eric Weinmeier, the blind individual who climbed Mount Everest. And I just think whether you intend to be or not, she's a really great ambassador for the community, but also just an extremely talented singer, down to earth person. So this was a lot of fun to do. This was a really cool interview for me to do.
Yeah. And I love the support system aspects of it also, right? Because she talked about her inspiration, the mountaineer, but also the people in her life who really helped her get to achieve her dreams, or even just to follow through with them. That's amazing.
You know, one of the things that I used to do when I actually first joined AMI is I loved saying, you know, look at all these things that this amazing person has accomplished. And as someone pointed out to me, that's very true. But what's also very important is the community around you who inspires you and pushes you and helps you succeed. And I've certainly had a lot of incredible role models as well. Unfortunately, my dad is not one. I don't have a supportive father, but Mandy Harvey did and does. Her father helped her prepare for her audition. And so that's always really cool, is seeing that family and community rally around a person to help them succeed and achieve their goals.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. Really, really nice. Is there, and I know you guys did this, you know, social distance and everything like that, but is there kind of a safe place, a happy place that Mandy talked about, or anything in particular like that, that she loves to go to? I always think it's fascinating if people are comfortable or share something like that. Did you learn anything like that, or anything particular she keeps around her for good luck if she's superstitious, or just to feel comfortable?
It's kind of a deep question. I suppose in the age of social distancing and COVID, everyone is sort of in their happy place most of the time now, right? We're sort of around the home.
Yeah.
Before we'd
ask you, hey, where'd you guys situate the interview? Was it, you know what I mean? Is it in their work area that they like to go and do their singing, their practicing? Was it for a walk or off their favorite park? And it's so hard now because you want to get those feelings with people. But for you guys doing some of these, the TV stuff like that, it's a bit harder to reach that place unless someone comments on it, eh?
Yeah, and it's kind of, it's actually kind of a cool thing to keep in mind for the future, Kelly. I think, but it's kind of an interesting thing because, you know, you are supposed to separate kind of your environments, right? And now I find that, you know, the exact same place where I'm sitting on the couch watching a comedy show or something, or having lunch or snack, I'm also doing my work. So that can't be the most healthy thing. It would be good to work on establishing that safe space and different spaces to do different things.
Yeah. Well, we all talk about having to kind of tweak our places a little bit for this circumstance of being working and living long-term in one space, for some people, a part of a space. So definitely. But some cool part about this interview with Mandy that you had is that she asked, you talked about her being such a down-to-earth person, and she asked to turn the tables on you so she can get to know you a little bit. How was that? Were you expecting it?
I was not expecting it, and it's crazy because, man, it is a lot easier to be, if you don't mind me saying so, because I'm there a lot too, it can be easier to be in the interviewer chair.
Sure.
You know, you expect people to open up to you. People share their most vulnerable secret, well, not secrets, their souls with us, you know, on a day-to-day basis. And to have those tables turned and have an interview done on me, that's actually not something I experience a lot. So it takes a while to kind of get into that zone and, you know, open up and return. But it was a really cool experience. And sharing a little bit about, you know, myself and growing up. We're actually running that segment alongside Mandy's segments. You'll be able to hear some of my awkward interview as well.
I love it. I love it. I love the way you put that. But it's so true, isn't it, Grant, that level that you hope to gain with people without getting too much away with before cameras start rolling, you want to have them comfortable, you want to chat, but there's a lot of stuff that you leave off that maybe you don't have time for, or you just may not use in an interview because it doesn't fit. But that's a real honor when people are a nice interview and feel comfortable with you.
Well, it is. It absolutely is. And, I don't think it's often that we encounter sort of a hostile or difficult interview in our jobs. We're super fortunate in that, you know, most people are pretty easygoing, but for someone to really rise above the occasion, and someone especially, you know, so famous and probably does a lot of interviews, to just feel like you have all the time in the world to spend with her, to really get to know her, that's amazing.
That's amazing. And, you know, going back to the dream and following your passion stuff, it is wonderful to hear not just the vulnerability, but just to get the insides on how people end up doing this as people with disabilities. Sometimes we get caught up in things like, well, you know, we can't reach so far out, or what does it look like to do something like that, right? And a lot of us may settle for things that we're not super happy with, or may not follow through in things that are a bit bigger, because we think, well, it's good enough if I do this, right? Like, we set our bars really low, basically speaking.
Yes, and, correct. Yeah.
Yeah. So to speak to someone like this, who've really literally been on an international stage, following her dreams and having her support system push her through with all that stuff, is so wonderful to hear about it. And I know not all of us want to hear things like inspiration and stuff like that, but really just to give us a boost on what it could look like to do something like this.
That's correct. Yes. And society, as we all know, often sets the bar way too low. And that's not necessary when you consider that most of the barriers that people face are attitudinal barriers rather than physical barriers. So, you know, sometimes, like you say, the sort of inspiration stuff, you know, people don't always like hearing, but it's, I suppose, a matter of hearing from those role models, you know, those people who are confident and have had the community behind them and have, I don't want to say risen above, but have just followed the lives that they have wanted for themselves and really carved out the place that they've wanted to be in. And that is really, if I can use the word, inspiring, or perhaps puts one at peace, gives one confidence to hear about that happening.
Well, it's brave to say the least, right, Grant? In a world full of so many expectations or lack thereof for you, it's really brave to be going out and following your dreams this way.
Yes, it is. And especially perhaps non-conventional or not common opportunities such as being in the music industry. You know, all of us, so many of us want to be famous. It often doesn't happen. It's really cool when it does happen. And again, I would encourage people to go on to your Spotify or your Apple Music or wherever you get your tunes and, you know, check out her music, because it's up there and it's good stuff.
And when can we catch the feature on AMI this week?
So I believe this will be airing tonight on AMI this week. Check your local listings, also anytime in the AMI TV app for iOS and Android, and ami.ca.
Perfect, Grant. Thank you so much for previewing for us, and we'll talk to you soon.
Take it easy.
Grant Hardy, he's our reporter in Vancouver for AMI. And of course, 8 p.m. Eastern time is when you can check out this feature on AMI this week. That's airing on AMI TV and afterwards on the app, as Grant told us.
And we get both. Grant getting interviewed as well as they flip-flop during that. That is going to be absolutely wonderful. Coming up in the second hour of Kelly and Company, we are rejoined by author of The Success Energy Equation, Michelle Cederberg, as she dives into how we can stay positive and fresh as we navigate the pandemic. Danielle McLaughlin talks with David Baker of Baker Law today about a recent case about the inequity of the rollout of COVID-19 vaccines in Ontario. Up next, the 2020 Regeneron International Science and Engineering Fair. We'll talk about it.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.